Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show. The past few months have been stressful and sad for me, and I found it difficult to focus on reading. Listening to audiobooks works much better than trying to just sit and read in the traditional way. It's also been hard to get into books with sad or heavy themes lately. Throughout my life, whenever this has happened, I usually turn to children's or young adult books. Don't ever discount authors who write for young readers. In many ways, they have to be better than those who write only for adults. Last week, I listened to a middle grades book, The Lost Library, by Rebecca Stead and Wendy Mass, and it was just what the doctor ordered. I mean, when a book opens with the voice of an aging cat named Mortimer setting up the story, you know it's going to be good. This story is told through the voices of Mortimer, the ghost of a librarian named Al, and a fifth grader named Evan. When a mysterious little free library, which is guarded by the big orange cat named Mortimer, appears overnight in the small town of Martinville, 11-year-old Evan takes two worn books from its shelves. He has no idea that his life is about to change because of that. Evan and his best friend Rafe soon discover a link between one of the old books and a long-ago event that none of the grown-ups in town want to talk about. The boys start asking questions, and the answers they find will change their own futures and that of the town itself. The three different perspectives the authors use to explore the mystery surrounding the missing Martinville Public Library and what it truly means to find your place in life make this a heartwarming tale. The really charming thing is that each point of view is presented in a distinctive way that emphasizes how each character is linked to the lost library and how the library affects the life of each one. This is a sweet, haunting tale about the power of books and reading, and of course, librarians. I think anyone who loves to read will be charmed by this story. I highly recommend The Lost Library by Rebecca Stead and Wendy Mass. Now, I'm going to go try a few other titles by the two. Rebecca Stead is the New York Times bestselling author of When You Reach Me, Liar and Spy, First Light, Goodbye Stranger, Bob, and The List of Things That Will Not Change. Wendy Mass's 2003 novel, A Mango-Shaped Space, won the American Library Association Snyder Family Book Award for middle school in 2004. Her other notable works include 11 Birthdays, Every Soul a Star, Heaven Looks a Lot Like the Mall, and the Willow Falls series. And while I'm on the subject of children's and young adult authors, one of my all-time favorites, Kate DiCamillo, has a new book that's just come out. I will buy a physical copy of Ferris. According to the publisher's synopsis, it's the summer before fifth grade, and for Ferris Wilkie, it is a summer of sheer pandemonium. Her little sister Pinky has vowed to become an outlaw. Uncle Ted has left Aunt Shirley, and to Ferris's mother's chagrin, is holed up in the Wilkie basement to paint a history of the world. And Charisse, Ferris's grandmother, has started seeing a ghost at the threshold of her room, which seems like an alarming omen, given that she is also feeling unwell. But the ghost is not there to usher Charisse to the great beyond. Rather, she has other plans. Wild, impractical, illuminating plans. How can Ferris satisfy a specter, with Pinky terrorizing the town, Uncle Ted sending Ferris to spy on her aunt, and her father battling an invasion of raccoons? This one sounds like too much fun. And again, it's Kate DiCamillo, so it has to be good. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy reading.